the hour of prayer. Our psalm of prayer is actually going to come from the same as what we're going to sing here today. So Psalm 84, 8 through 12, and of course we can all pray together if you'd like, or however you'd like to do it. O Yahweh, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thine Christ for our sakes. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. Nice, simple prayer, teaches a lot, and asks the Lord to do a lot for us all in a simple, simple prayer. Psalm 147, this is the A section.
Hallelujah.
Pleasure not in horses.
nor in man's bread doth pleasure lie, but in all those that do him fear, the Lord our God doth pleasure take. In those that to his mercy do,
counts the numbers of the stars. It's a pretty impressive thought every time you sing it. Go to Psalm part 22. It's the very next psalm. The Hebrew letter is Tav, which is the last Hebrew letter in the alphabet. So it should be getting to the point where we pretty much know the Hebrew alphabet if we've been paying attention. Let's sing it to St. Thomas. Want to hum it out? Oftentimes we think about an inspired writer of a psalm and we think, well, he was probably a pretty perfect fellow. even he's given praise to God for straightening him out and teaching him something he didn't know before, and thanking God that he kept his commandments in his mind. So, something we should take away from that. Well, let's sing Psalm 84A, the tune of Orlington. Let's hum that out too. Think we can do it. Focuses on how the sparrows find rest in the temple of God. You know, the temple was an open space, so birds could have flew in and out of it. And it's talking about how the sparrows put their nests in the temple and sung their songs of praise to the Lord. And then he relates that to blessed is the man whose strength is God. Amen. That's just a really beautiful way to think about things. And beyond that, it also tells us that when you're passing through the weeping valley or vale, there are deep wells to cure your thirst. So even when we have sad and hard times, God's not far from us. So, a lot of important stuff. I actually really enjoyed seeing that. So let's go to the book of Leviticus, where we can read some not so happy stuff. I don't know, we might be in the happy part right now. I know we're getting to the blessings and cursings section. Pretty sure we're in 26 now. Yes, 26, 1 through 13. We're in the good stuff. Leviticus 26, chapters 1 through 13. He shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God.
Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuaries, I am the Lord.
If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them,
then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit.
And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely.
And I will give you peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land.
And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword.
And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword.
For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you.
And ye shall eat old sore, and bring forth old because of the new.
And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you.
And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people.
I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. Amen. Let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 13. Read from 22 to 35. Matthew, Mark, Luke.
22 to 35.
Yes,
sir. Okay, we're in Luke chapter 13, verses 22 to 35. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, go ye, and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and do cures today, and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected.
Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets and stones them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Sing Psalm 5. And we have some in the back. We have our confessionals in the very back of the book we use today. confession of fellowship and sin here in the back, which best to just keep where the rest of our confessionals are. Suggested to put it after song of praise, but I don't feel like it goes real well. I think we're used to the way we do it. And then we'll finish up with Psalm 103. First John 1:1 through 2:12. So let's take time to use this for what it's meant for. Time to confess our sins to God, to acknowledge how we have fellowship with Him, learn the lesson of perfecting love that John teaches us, and to teach us of the life of Christ that's there. This is declared unto you as the apostles have given it unto us. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life.
For the life is manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and it is shown to be that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
He who was with the Father was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard is declared unto you, that we also may have fellowship.
And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
And this is said that our joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and is declared, that God is light.
And in Him is no darkness at all.
We say that we have fellowship with Him and we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. For the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
If any one of us say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Let us then confess our sins and our unrighteousness unto Him who is faithful and just. The Father is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen.
We should not sin, but if we do sin, know that you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation of our sins.
Jesus Christ the righteous is the propitiation for our sins.
Not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Amen. Hereby we know that we love Him, that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. What is he that saith, I know Him, and keeps not His commandments?
He is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Who is he that keepeth His word?
He that truly the love of God is perfected in.
And hereby know we that we are in Him. And how ought one to say they abide in Him, ought to walk?
Even as He walked.
This is not a new commandment, but it is an old commandment, which we had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. This is the new commandment, which thing is true in Christ and in us.
Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Amen.
Where is he that saith he is in the light and hates his brother?
He is in the darkness even until now.
For he that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not where he goeth.
Because of that darkness hath blinded his eyes.
But let us now receive as little children this truth, that our sins are forgiven us for his name's sake.
For truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Our advocate is Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. Our sins are forgiven us for His name's sake. Amen.
It's an impressive thought to think God forgives our sins for His name's sake. Not for our name's sake. Not for our sake, but for His. Psalm 103, the blessing of Yahweh for His benefits and forgiveness.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who
who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever.
He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities.
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
For he knows our frame, he remembereth that we are dust.
As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
The Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all.
Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, and that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, the ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Amen. Christian, would you mind closing us in prayer?
No, I wouldn't. Dear God, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. And thank you for the Sabbath today. And thank you that we're about to enter into the new moon period. Lord, you say that in the latter days that all will keep the Sabbaths and the new moons, God. And so I pray that we would keep that to heart and remember that, Lord. Help us to love the Sabbath and love the new moon and open our eyes that we may behold the wonderful things out of those truths, not only from your scripture, but from the testimony of natural law. And Lord, I just ask that you would cause us to seek you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to obey your law and to love our neighbor as ourself. Continue to ask that you would prepare our hearts and minds for Passover that's coming up, and that you would give everyone that's coming safe travels and a good time of edification, and just maybe even for some that are possibly weary, that you would that they would be encouraged, Lord, and that they'd be lifted up. Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I ask that you would bless it. And thank you for your word that was delivered to us today. Help us to meditate on your Holy Scriptures throughout the week. Help us to work hard, God, and to not be lazy, but to be productive. And help us to be Christian dominionizers, God. And to rule and reign in this world for Christ and for you, God, and according to your laws and statutes. Oh, Lord, I ask that, God, that you would cause that to happen. Give strength to Christians throughout this dark country, God. Help us to be bright lights in this world. I ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.